Welcome back. The countdown to Christmas, people rushing to stores for this last week of holiday shopping. In some cases, a much different look than the prior year when many were hitting up online stores during the pandemic. A new report by Salesforce shows that digital sales rose 3% post-Cyber Week, despite the economic challenges caused by inflation, low inventory, and fewer discounts. To discuss more on this, we have Vice President and GM of Retail at Salesforce, Rob Garf, and Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero. Rob, thank you for joining us today, and we want to begin with your biggest takeaway from the report here, please.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, it's great to be back and happy holidays. Yeah, it was really interesting. The week after Cyber Week, we saw another week of moderate growth, but what was really interesting to us, last week, we saw a surge in digital. We saw a 22% year-over-year increase, capped off by this past weekend, where we saw a 27% year-over-year increase. So people still looked at digital as a source to procure their last-minute holiday deals.
And Rob, you know, how would you describe this holiday season? You know, what would you say? How is it really shaping out despite all the economic challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the way I characterize it is Cyber Week was bookended by really healthy digital growth. And what I mean by that, the first 2 weeks of November, we actually saw an 18% year-over-year increase. So demand was being pulled earlier because, you know, consumers were hearing headline after headline of inventory issues, product getting stuck in the port of LA, and inflationary concern. And then after Cyber Week, that last week we just saw, like I mentioned, a 22% year-over-year increase. Part of that was driven by Omicron and people going to the health and safety of buying online. The other piece, of course, was people were racing to really buy that product, that last-minute gift before the holiday shipping cutoff window went into place, was just around this weekend.
I love that you have the sign "Breathe" behind you in your background, because I feel that's what shoppers have had to do all season long with all of the, you know, warnings about supply chain issues and things will be out of stock. And despite President Biden, if you remember, saying that, don't worry, your stores will be stocked with the goods that you want. I was in a Target over the weekend on Super Saturday and the shelves were bare. But having said that, I wonder, what product category growth are you seeing? What are people buying more of this holiday season?
Yeah, you're right, by the way, in terms of anxiety this holiday. If last season was defined as issues with last mile, the product getting to the doorstep because of the capacity issues we saw with carriers, this year is all around the first mile, products getting in through the port of LA. And there were issues, of course, throughout the holiday season and in the stores. We actually saw a significant decrease in the amount of products that were offered online. But the real headline, in addition to inventory, was increased selling prices. What we saw last week was, gosh, a 20% year-over-year increase in retail tickets. So it really, those that waited until the last minute actually had to pay the price, both literally and figuratively.
And Rob, following to that point about Super Saturday, there's been some reports that say that the sales were actually down for Super Saturday compared to obviously previous years. Why is that?
Well, I think you saw that in the physical store. What we saw at Salesforce based on our shopping index and our Holiday Insights Hub is that actually demand was really strong, 27% year-over-year increase. And going to that prior question, some of the hot categories were around experiential types of products. So luxury handbags, furniture was still hot, and consumer electronics, which actually was a sleeper for a lot of the holiday season, really saw a spike. So again, it's really of this tale of two cities around the decrease in shopping over the weekend, partly because of the Omicron fears, but also a need to really focus on digital, find those products that might not physically be available in the brick and mortar stores.
And I'm just wondering, given that there was this last minute flurry of buying, is this a trend that you think is going to continue? And also, do you think these people are going to get their packages on time? Because we got a big deadline ahead of us.
We sure do. Yeah, you know, about 80% of sales are done through the holiday season. And, you know, the surge also was because, again, people were trying to get to that shipping cutoff window. But the real winners, especially over this holiday weekend, were those in retail that provided the ability for consumers to buy online and then pick it up in and around the store. We saw those that offered those really creative fulfillment options grew at a 2x higher rate than those that didn't, again, as that shipping deadline loomed.
Yeah, and Rob, you know, many consumers obviously shopped super early this year due to everything that was going on, right? The supply chain crunch, as well as, you know, inflation. I guess, who do you think really benefits, you know, retailers, I guess, for that early shopper?
Yeah, sure. You're exactly right. Again, people did buy early, and that is a dream for retail. Each year, retailers go into the holiday hoping people would buy early. And if they don't, they totally rip up their total promotional calendar and they start over and they get into this game of discount chicken, which, by the way, this year, for the first time in decades of me following this, the consumers might not actually win. But the real winners this holiday were those that were able to provide personalized promotions, personalized service. And a lot of that was done through the mechanism of a loyalty program. The more retailers know about who you are and your preferences and your shopping history can really focus the promotions that are coming via text, via email, and so forth, and really targeting. We saw a serious uptick in those retailers that could offer those promotional type of capabilities in the time leading up to this holiday this season.
Rob, we have to leave it there, but really appreciate your time here. Rob Garf, Salesforce VP and GM of Retail.